Proclamation number 3746 of 19th of April, 1946. Spirit of Truth. The mediators of truth will always think correctly as soon as they are active for my kingdom. Thus the listener need never fear to be taught wrongly if he imparts divine words to him which he has not received from a foreign source, be it from books or through study. Therefore, as soon as a person stands up for me and my teaching and, to a certain extent, represents his own thought material, thus knowledge which was born from himself, his thinking will also be right, for the origin of the thought is not an unsolved problem for the knower either. Anyone who speaks for me, who represents my name and my teaching of love from within himself, is also my worker, he is in my service and is rightly guided by me in thought, speech and action. Therefore, a bearer and distributor of my word can always be believed as soon as he supports what he says with innermost conviction, as soon as he can refute all objections and counter-arguments logically and in a way which is acceptable to the truth-seeking human being. 19th of the 4th, 1946. The listener must feel that the teacher does not represent something he has learned but a thinking that has come alive in him, and he will be able to convince himself of this through speech and counter-speech. Then he can also be convinced that Roman 1, as the eternal truth, work through this person spiritually as soon as he stands up for me, that I will not let him spread untruths because this contradicts my love and wisdom. For this reason, however, the listener must also be given the opportunity to express himself so that the teacher's consistent thinking can be used and recognized. Anyone who is not filled by my spirit will never be able to pass on my word in a living way, even if he has a wealth of knowledge at his disposal which he has acquired in school, through study. But the knowledge remains dead, and if he is forced to represent it through counter-speech he will use learned knowledge again. He will not be able to clearly and comprehensively refute the objections or dispel doubts so that the listener is convinced of the truth of his speech. My spirit must be able to be active in the human being, and it will also be active in every teacher of my word if he eagerly supports the spreading of truth in order to lead his fellow human beings to me, whom he has recognized as the eternal truth. I guide his thinking correctly and the most certain characteristic of my spirit in him is that he only represents my word, that he proclaims my teaching of love to his fellow human beings and tries to make the effect of the working of love understandable to them. This one alone is my true representative on earth, the bearer of truth and thus my disciple and servant who is active on my behalf. His mission is to stimulate his fellow human being into loving activity, and depending on the fulfillment of my first and greatest commandment of love he will become knowledgeable, he will be permeated by truth as soon as he listens to my word and complies with it. Then my spirit will also become effective in him, he will be fully convinced that he lives in truth as soon as he lives a life of love. For my spirit protects everyone from erroneous thinking who strives towards me from the bottom of his heart, who seeks to change himself into love in order to become like me, who is eternal love myself. Amen.